Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet may very well be the most universally well-known and well-loved work of literature that has ever been penned. And it's been the spark that has kindled the musical imagination of composers for centuries. Berlioz, Bellini, Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev, these composers and many others created some of their best music under the enchanting influence of this passionate tale of star-crossed lovers. And it's a romantic saga that never goes out of fashion. West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein's great musical theater piece, is itself a brilliant adaptation of Shakespeare's masterpiece. But in the realm of opera, it is Roméo et Juliette of Charles Gounod that stands out as the most often performed and most admired by audiences. But critics have pointed out, ever since its premiere in 1867, that the composer has adapted the drama in a way that leans very heavily on the music for the characters of Romeo and Juliet themselves, specifically in four duets. Well, critics have to be critics, I suppose, but I love this opera and have decided to focus today just on the music for the title characters. So here's Juliet, even before she meets Romeo, as she is dazzled by the spectacle of the masked ball being thrown by her father. She wants to live in this youthful, intoxicating dream forever. That was Ruth Ann Swenson in Juliet's famous waltz, Je veux vivre. Well, as we all know, Romeo falls in love with Juliet at first sight. After a brief conversation with her at the ball, he goes that evening to Juliet's garden. As he sees a light in her window, he sings his great soliloquy, comparing her to the sun and begging her to appear. Here now is Placido Domingo with Ah, lève-toi, soleil. Gounod treats the famous balcony scene with such perfect and genuine tenderness. After they declare their love for each other, Romeo and Juliet make their plans to get married secretly on the next day. Reluctantly, they say farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I would say good night till it be tomorrow. Here are Angela Gheorghiu and Roberto Alagna. Thank you. This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Romeo and Juliet keep their clandestine rendezvous in the cell of Friar Lawrence, who presides over their exchange of wedding vows. He's hopeful that their love will extinguish the ancient hatred between their two families, but as the events of the day unfold, it's obvious that such hopes are naive. On the street outside the Capulet's palace, Romeo is reluctantly drawn into a duel after Juliet's brother Tybalt fatally wounds Mercutio. Aflame with vengeance, Romeo engages with Tybalt and strikes him dead. The Duke arrives to pronounce judgment. Because Romeo was not the aggressor, the Duke spares his life but exiles him from Verona. This is a fate far worse than death for Romeo, having just begun his life with Juliet. And he sings, "Ah, day of horror and mourning! All my hopes and desires perish in blood and tears." The crowd of Capulet and Montague partisans vow that there will never be peace between their two sides. Here now is Franco Corelli. The newlywed lovers spend their one night together before Romeo has to leave. Gounod has given them music of sublime beauty, with lines that entwine in perfect balance and harmony. They sing the same words to each other. O bridal night of love, destiny binds me to you forever. Beneath your ardent kisses, heaven is radiant within me. I have given you my soul, it is yours forever. The final scene of Romeo and Juliet is almost unbearably tragic. Juliet, having taken a sleeping potion that has led her family to believe that she has died, lies supine on her tomb in her family's burial vault. Romeo never got the message that would have told him of the plan. Instead, he believes that she is dead and, upon seeing her, is overcome with grief and drinks poison. When Juliet revives, the two experience an otherworldly ecstasy of relief and joy, until Romeo begins to stagger. Let's listen to the last few moments of this final scene, with Romeo recalling their wedding night as he begins to fade. Juliet takes a dagger and stabs herself. As Romeo looks on in disbelief, she sings, "Ah, this moment is sweet. O infinite supreme joy to die with you. Come, one kiss. I love you." Together they ask God's forgiveness and die.
Thank you.
I'm always astonished by the universality of great art. Here we have French music and words translated from an English play that tells the story of Italian lovers. Art and love know no boundaries, certainly not for Gounod, who was known in his day as the composer of love. And it's easy to see the love that the Metropolitan Opera is showing to American soprano Eileen Perez this season. She's already triumphed in the title role of Thais and as the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro. Tomorrow we'll get to hear her once again as Juliet. She's partnered with another sensational American singer, tenor Brian Emel, who will be feeling no pressure whatsoever with the legendary Plácido Domingo presiding in the orchestra pit. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. What an amazing season of opera it's been. Thank you for listening, and until next season, this is Stephen White reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.